This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It was not to be, but today, the last Friday of March, was supposed to be the day Britain was going to leave the European Union. That has been delayed, and there's still no plan to guide this process, although the UK Parliament votes again on one in a few hours. Individuals and businesses in Britain and the rest of Europe are having trouble planning for the unknown. Today's case in point, the Dutch flower industry, bulbs and fresh cut, Britain's second biggest customer. My colleague in our partner newsroom, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has our report.
April showers bring May flowers. At least, that's how the saying goes. But a gray Brexit cloud threatens to wash out Europe's key spring selling season. Producers in Holland and shops in Britain are preparing for whatever the UK's European exit brings.
We are worried about the possibility of this business not being affordable anymore. In the last 2 years, a lot of our competitors have left the market.
That's Natalia Dijvoorden. She owns Dutch Quality Flowers, a company that buys things like cut tulips, lilies, and roses at the world's biggest daily flower auction in Holland. The stems are then trucked into Britain to sell to florists.
In a good week where we are able to buy cheap flowers in Holland and where the pound is also behaving, then we are actually able to sell 99% of what we load in our trucks.
Since the 2016 referendum, the British pound has plunged 11% against the euro, and that's been one of the biggest headaches for both Dutch sellers and UK buyers. For Natalia, that means earning less money on the cut flowers she buys in euros and sells in pounds. It also means flowers and bulbs cost more for British farmers like Ashley Pearson. He's the owner of Green and Gorgeous, a flower grower located an hour outside London. He says even raw materials to help grow flowers have gone up in price.
Things like metal and plastic that go into polytunnels to protect flowers from the rain, that immediately was a concern.
Higher costs, possible new tariffs, and more customs paperwork mean business owners like Ashley are rethinking some of their strategies. Green and Gorgeous relies on Holland as an emergency flower supplier if weather ruins UK crops.
The live transport of flowers, the logistics of that is also another worry for getting cut flowers to us quickly enough.
That makes things even harder for florists in more urban locations. David Cohen owns The Flower Station, a retailer with multiple locations around London. His costs are higher too, but he says Brexit isn't all bad news. A few years ago, most of his flowers came from Holland. Now, roughly 50% come from some British growers and places like Colombia, Ecuador, and Costa Rica.
This has focused us completely on efficiency. I can't say that we're completely hedged or without threat. I'm ready to sort of fight whatever happens and try and keep the business going.
Whatever Brexit's outcome, growers and sellers want uncertainty nipped in the bud so they can return to blooming profits once again. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.